Come, put on your scarf. We will walk through the park to the university, meet your father, and buy ice cream. Chocolate, your favorite. Smiling, Mother held Yasmin's hijab between two pinched fingers and made it dance. It was gray and ugly. Well, maybe it wasn't actually ugly. Maybe it was really quite nice, but Yasmin looked away anyway. I don't want to go out, Yasmin spoke softly. She meant no disrespect. It was just that going outside meant being careful about where she looked, whom she spoke to, what she said, what she wore. It was exhausting and boring. Yasmin sat on the floor on a big pillow with a book opened in front of her. Getting used to the furniture in this new place had been hard, too, although one low brass-topped table and a bunch of pillows could hardly be called furniture. They had lived in Herat for almost a year now, 10 months to be really accurate, and Herat, Afghanistan, was a long way from Oxford, England. It was like living on Mars, assuming that there were camels on Mars, and goats, and landmines. Mother put aside the headscarf and sat beside Yasmin. I know these past months have been hard on you, but look at all you have accomplished. You speak Dari well now, and your teacher says that you are the best student in the class. Yasmin shook her head. It was easy being head of the class. Half of the girls could barely read, and every week one or two left school to get married. Married? At 14? I want to go home, she whispered. Yasmin, this is our home. Yasmin looked up past Mother's shoulder to the window, a window that looked nowhere. All the windows in the house Baba had rented either faced a wall or were covered up. Mother said that during Taliban times, the windows in homes were blackened or covered to prevent strangers from seeing the women inside, and when the Taliban left, the window coverings had stayed, just in case. In case of what? Baba said that the Taliban had been beaten by the United Nations forces, but at school they said that the Taliban had only retreated. They were never far away. Which was true? Really, how could this place ever be home? You will come to love this country, you will see. And you should be very proud of Baba for deciding to come back here to teach. Your father is an important man in the West, but here is where he can do the most good. And soon I will go to work, too. There are not many women lawyers in Afghanistan. But we were all happy at home in England. And I miss grandfather, said Yasmin. Your grandfather understands why we are here. I was born in this city. Herat is a city of writers and poets. Come now. The flowers are in bloom and the cypress trees. They are so beautiful. Emerald green. Wait until they turn as red as fire. Imagine, trees so brilliant that they almost light the way. We will be happy here. You'll see. Exasperation was creeping into Mother's voice. She handed Yasmin the headscarf and picked up her bag and house keys. Yasmin tied the hijab under her chin, careful that it hid all her hair. She did not wear headscarves all the time in England. Thing was, she didn't mind wearing a hijab in England because she didn't have to. That made all the difference. Trailing behind her mother, Yasmin walked from the back of the house, which was the family area, to the formal sitting room at the front, the one reserved for guests. The house had 4 rooms and a courtyard. It might have been nice had the bricks on the outside walls facing the street not been damaged and repaired and then damaged all over again. Yasmin knew the history of Afghanistan. Baba had explained it over and over. First, the Russians had invaded. Mujahideen guerrillas, Afghans, fought the Russians. Then the Russians left and the warlords fought each other. And then came the Taliban times, and now the United Nations forces were here to fight the Taliban. With so much war, it was sometimes amazing to think that any buildings still stood, or that any people were still alive. Never mind the condition of the outside of the house, the inside was pretty rough too. There was no air conditioning or central heating inside. They had already lived through one freezing winter. Mother had bought lots of nice Afghan rugs, and they had plenty of blankets, but nothing could make this house as wonderful as home. And England was home, no matter what Mother said.